The reason all you were working on is the Kerr-McClellan Waterway.
Correct.
Tell us, what is that?
Well, it was the McClellan-Kerr navigation system, a 440-mile navigation system that goes down the Verdigris River to the Arkansas and then all the way down to New Orleans. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had decided to build this waterway, and our firm was hired to help promote the opening of the waterway and get things prepared, because the Tulsa Port of Catoosa was going to be the headwaters port for the navigation system. I'll always remember January 21st of 1971, the first barge arrived with 650 tons of newsprint from Calhoun, Tennessee, and that newsprint was used to print next day's Tribune and Tulsa World newspapers.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Right. But then to dedicate that, you bring the President of the United States, and his name was Richard Nixon.
Yes. And Nixon came, he was actually, I'm told, did that as a favor, came to speak as a favor to
Senator Kerr.
Right. And he came and made the speech. And after he made his speech, there were 30,000 people at the port that day to hear Nixon speak. And one of Nixon's aides came up to me afterwards and said, "Would you like to fly back to the airport in a helicopter with the president?" And I said, "I can't do that. I'm still working." And I'll always remember having to turn that down, because that would have been the chance of a lifetime.
Do you regret not doing that?
Well, I do, but I mean, I was still working. I couldn't just very well.
Steve.
I know.
that work ethic got in the way.
But it was a great project to work on.
Well, they knew that you were instrumental in making all those details, so they were going to reward you for that.
Well, I met the advance team a week in advance downtown Tulsa, and the guy said, "Come on, let's go." And we walked up to three or four just citizens, and the guy said, "What's going on in Tulsa next week?" Most of the people said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And this guy says, We got to fix this." So we met with both the Jones family and the Lorton family. I said, we need front page articles for the next week, so people know what's going on." And they did. They ran front page articles, and people turned out, and that's how that worked.
Yeah. Well, it was a very, very big deal. But before that waterway happened, that had to be sold to the community as well.
Yes, it did.
And they had several public meetings. Senator Kerr would come.
Right. And he came to Claremore one time and to speak. Montez told me this story. And he walked up to the podium and he opened up a hymnal and said, "Let's sing Shall We Gather at the River."
Charming guy. I don't know. I would imagine to this day, Oklahoma's never had as powerful a senator as Senator Robert Kerr.
I agree.
Because he ran with the big boys, he ran with JFK, and all those exerted a lot of power.
Yes, he did.
And we're still proud of the name Kerr in our state. Ad Inc., there was a lady by the name of Joyce Gideon, I think, who worked there.
Yes, and Joyce and I worked together in the PR department for many years.
Let me just throw in, I worked with Joyce. We were purchasing grain for Ethiopia, I think it was. And people would contribute to that. And I raised money to help make that happen. And I remember I have a gunny sack at home that says Ethiopia, grain, or so forth. And so then the day came when the grain was going to be actually shipped. And Joyce, of course, was coordinating all that. And so we saw the barge leave. But we just did that as a stunt, because she had it stop way down around the bend, because they really weren't ready for the barge to go completely down. And then the barge came back and picked up other materials. But it was a great an emotional send-off that this grain that Tolson had purchased was going down the waterway.
Down the waterway.
And I'll always remember her for that, Joyce Gideon. So how long are you with Ad Inc.?
I was there 10 years.
10 years?
Mm-hmm.
So you thought you were going to be there for the rest of your life.
I was pretty much prone to make that my career.
So then you and Joyce were kind of the face, I think, of Ad Inc., weren't you?
Well, of the PR department.